Hi everyone, I'm here today with Remy Ibrahim, who is an astrologer. Hey Remy.
Hi, how are you? It's good to see
you. I know, it's so nice to see people and have a little bit of time live.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit and share with the audience how you came to astrology. What brought you here?
Well, astrology came to me very early in life. I'm 46 years old now. I started when I was 14 years old, and it happened in a really weird way where a woman died on my paper route, and she used to see me read all the time, and she left me all her books. I guess she died from cancer or something like that. And that's where I discovered
that about you.
I thought you did.
No.
Yeah, I might be like a memoir called The Book Box. Like, it literally changed my entire life, because in it was books on astrology, books on science fiction, everything that I love today, I got from that book. And that's where my love for astrology started. Like, I picked up a book, I think on Linda, I think it's like either Linda Goodman, like, you know, what is it? The Sun Sign Horoscope, those mm-hmm. ones they used to have a long time ago. Yeah. And that's where I first like read about Scorpio, and it blew my mind, and I was obsessed since. So I've been studying for about, you know, what is that? 32 years. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, yeah.
I like that fun fact. It's yeah. so interesting how long you can know somebody.
And not know a whole lot.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah.
Well, it's fair, because I'm a Scorpio, so that would make a lot of sense.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so, we dole out information very, very...
yeah, selectively in certain moments.
Okay. That's right.
All right, yeah. So explain to the audience again, and I'm always fascinated in as many conversations as we've had about astrology, just the two of us, I still am always perplexed.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, I don't know if you can do astrology in a nutshell at all, but maybe give the audience a little bit of how it works, you know? And yeah. So if I were coming to you as a client and you're quote unquote doing my chart, what does that look like?
So basically astrology, a lot of people equate astrology with psychic work or psychicness, and it is not like that at all. It's very similar to what an economist would do in trying to do probability and statistics on the chances of something happening in your life. But astrology is far more exacting than that, because it has been sort of correlated over thousands of years for us to have the language to be able to sort of give you information about who you are, where you're going, what you came for, and what you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. So it's when you come to me for a reading, the first reading tends to be a reading of your natal chart. And the natal chart is just the underlying basic map of who you are, and it's a snapshot of where the planets are at the moment of your birth. So your birth time is pivotal. If you don't have it, you can get information, but if you want exact information, it's really important that you have your birth time.
Yep, I often have people are like struggling, so like, I don't know my birth time.
I know, it's so sad, but they could still get a lot of information about themselves if they yep. wanted to, for sure. Yeah, they just, it's more like, you know, if you're going to get married at this time, it may be a year or two earlier or later if you don't have your exact birth time, but we could still get a lot of information for sure.
Okay, all right, yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So, what are some of the things that you're looking at in the chart, and sort of explain some of the planets and how they might interact with one another, maybe give everybody an example.
You're talking about my, like, I just lit up inside.
Oh, good.
It's like my favorite subject. Well, astrology is based on three components. It's based on the planets, the signs, and the houses, right? And the planets, really what they are is they represent archetypes of our psyche. That's really what they are. And they're different aspects of our psyche. Just like Mercury represents the way how you like to communicate. Venus represents the most natural way that you love and give love and want to receive love. And, you know, Saturn represents the ways in which you're limited in this world, but also allow you to create a sense of self-mastery, right? Through hard work and challenges. So that's the planetary side. The sign side is really more, the sign is really more about the energetics of the world, right? Everything is an energy. And all that energy, for the most part, has been sort of demarcated into these 12 main energies that we utilize. And the reason why we utilize those 12 is because it's the path of the sun they are the constellations that is the path of the sun through the year. And the sun is a very important archetype because it determines the self, right? So we have these 12 energies and or signs that we utilize that the planets use to do work. The third part of it is that the houses, and all the houses are is the areas of life that we experience, right? So the house of marriage, the house of family, the house of career. So when a planet is using a sign in a house, that gives me information about how that archetype in your life and in you wants to be expressed and wants to gain knowledge, or how your soul wants to learn these lessons. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. So here's one question I feel like comes up a lot for people mm-hmm. when it comes to signs. So I'm mm-hmm. a Libra. And mm-hmm. what I've, you know, then people go in, they read the newspaper and they read their Libra sign. Now, speak to me a little bit about, because I know there's some astrology out there that's a little, you know,
man. You know what I'm going to say about this.
I know. So I'm asking. So yeah. This is the thing, though, also, is the other piece of my question is, you might be that sign when you're born, but I've heard, and I think you and I have discussed before, that you kind of grow into that sign. You know, so talk, yes. speak to everyone about that, because I think it's a really important thing for people to hear, because they tend to want to latch on to that little
yeah.
you know, Sunday, you know, newspaper clip.
Yeah. As you know, I am not a fan of horoscopic astrology. And even though technically the word horoscope is your chart, but when I say horoscopic astrology is the Sunday, what is your sun sign? I'm not a fan of it. I don't think I've followed one since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. and the minute I learned anything about what astrology was, I immediately stopped reading them. And I'm not saying you should, because I don't want to I don't want to take people out of business. I'm just saying, for me personally, it's so much more complex than that. And I think
Don't marry yourself to the information.
Don't marry yourself to the information. Thank you very much, my friend. It's so much more complex than that, that I think that I don't utilize it. But what I do think is important for people to understand is, yes, your sun sign might be one thing, but that is your sun sign is what your psyche is and your whole being is supposed to become in your lifetime. It's not necessarily what you're born with. It is the energy that you're supposed to literally create within yourself, right? And your energetics is filtered in such a way for that to be contained. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than having it be all these different things, it's like within this boundary is what you're supposed to gain a sense of mastery about yourself in. I think the other part too is that you are more than just one sign. Mm-hmm. There are so many literally every single one of us has all the signs utilized within us. The ones that are especially expressed to be used by you specifically depends on what planet is utilizing that energy, right? So I have Taurus in me. God knows I have Taurus, I'm stubborn, right? I have Libra in me. There are parts of me that is very much, I don't know what, you know what I mean? There's so many different aspects of every sign that we all utilize that is expressed in us. How we utilize them depends on the planet that is using them, because the planets all have an agenda and what they want to do and what they want to teach you. And so in that regard, I just think it's important for people to know, be more open about the fact that yes, you might be a Taurus, but that is not the complete picture of who you are. You could be a sun in Taurus, but then if your Venus is a Sagittarius, well, Taurus tends to be very consistent. Sagittarius is freedom loving. So now you're a consistent person who attracts freedom loving partners. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that changes the dynamics of who you are from another Taurus who can have a Venus in Scorpio, who's very, a little bit more intimate about the way they like their partners. So we are dynamic beings and our psyche is dynamic. And astrology shows us how that dynamicness in us interplace, how we could use astrology to see how we get triggered, what we need to learn, why we behave in certain ways, why we react to certain things in certain ways. It's a tool to help us become better human.
Well, let's talk about that then. So two things. One, I think one, you're saying it's very complex. I think people can be very literal. And I love that you compared it to the psychic piece, because I think people put it in that realm and it's not. There's a huge scientific piece.
It's science. It's science. So, but yeah, it's social psychology as well.
And, oh God, 100%. Because there is such a personal aspect, emotional aspect to it.
That's right.
Though here are two things. One, you started to get into this and I think it's a really important part for people to hear. So when people, I mean, so people go to psychics, right? Because they want to see their future. People come to astrologers for all different reasons within their chart. What are they using that tool for? But I think that there's so much more that they could be utilizing their charts for. You have a really great quote that I always forget. It's like, you know, getting in a car without a map or something, right?
Like, oh, that's right. Yeah. No, like I always say, like, you know, if you were going to, if you, your friend invited you over to their house and they're like, here's where it is. You've never been there before. They don't give you any directions. And you're like, I'll find it. Right. Do you know what I mean? And you just get in your car and start driving. You'll find it in 100 years.